I am Ivan Sanchez, and this is the Daily Thread, hoping to find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. When you become a leader, you know you will make decisions along the way in your journey. Many of those decisions will be failed decisions that you will regret, wishing you may have done differently. Yes, getting into leadership means you will get into mistakes, failures, regrets, and as leader, you will have to own those mistakes so that you will learn from them. In general, every human being makes mistakes. Failures start even before you start reasoning, and we regret and learn. But when we are leaders, those failures become somehow more public or more noticeable. Leadership gives a public stage for the mistake we are already making in our private life or business. Sure, we make some mistakes while at home, at school, at work. Many of them were more or less private, without much repercussions. But when we become leaders or take a responsibility beyond your personal business, those mistakes or failures become public and subject to more evaluation. We know about the uncomfortable situation with private failures, but now those mistakes become public. Leaders try new ways, plans, methods. So when a leader in charge tries a new way of doing things and fails, that risk comes back with consequences. We may be prone to just protect ourselves from that weakness of leadership by shielding ourselves. We become invulnerable, hard and high, safe from the wound of failure, but also safe from the grace of God. Sometimes it's okay to step away from leadership, especially after a recurrent series of mistakes, and evaluate and ask directions in communion with our Lord to either come back or lead after some time, or maybe not to return to lead at all. However, there is another way to treat mistakes. It is to be taken as part of our growing as leaders by learning from them. In that way, our Lord raises us more faithful and fruitful leaders. So when we need grace to see not only how leaders make mistakes, but how mistakes can make leaders. God shows us in the scriptures how some leaders made mistakes and were finished, like Saul or Judas. But other leaders like Moses, King David, the Apostle Peter, and other disciples rose and matured as leaders, even though they made mistakes. Maybe failure reveals not our guilt, but our immaturity, our ignorance, our incompetence in some areas. So owning our failures is still the path of humility and wisdom. So let's keep in mind that God is in control, and He is who allows those mistakes is His plan for our own good. Leadership is ultimately about Jesus, about His worship, about His word. We love our Lord, and love can risk being broken again. The Daily Thread is podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more of the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.